弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I share today's message.
今天晚上跟大家一起来查考，谁的家能蒙神赐福呢？
And this evening, I would like to share the topic of whose house can be blessed.
我们在读撒母耳记上下的时候，读到了一段历史。
When we are reading 1 and 2 Samuel, we are reading history.
这段历史就是神的约柜他漂流各地方，最后被大卫迎接进入大卫城锡安的宝藏里。
And there is a period in this history in which the Ark of Covenant is wandering, and then finally is brought back onto Mount Zion.
最后约柜被放在后来所罗门所建的圣殿里。
And then it was placed in the temple that Solomon built.
那这段历史在撒母耳记上下有很清楚的描述。
And this event is clearly described in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel.
我们知道约柜是神临在的一个地方。
And we know that the ark is the place where the spirit of God abides.
因为是神特别吩咐摩西要用皂荚木做成的。
Because it is especially instructed to Moses that he would create it with cedar.
那这些这个尺寸呢，都是按照神的指示。
And all of the measurements were created with the measurements given by God.
在约柜的上方做了一个盖子，用金金做的施恩宝座。
And then there is a cover onto it, which is the mercy seat, made with gold.
那上面有两位基路伯面对面护着这个约柜。
And above the mercy seat are two cherubim, that are facing one another.
所以神就借着约柜跟百姓可以相会。
And so through the Ark of Covenant, God is able to meet with His people.
在他们旷野旅程里面，神也是借着约柜呢，来指示他们当行的道路。
And while they were in the wilderness, God used the Ark of Covenant to direct them in the way they should walk.
我们看到最后是约柜带领以色列百姓，首先走入约旦河中，然后约旦的河水就断绝。
And then we see that first the Ark of Covenant led them across the Jordan River, and when they were crossing, the waters stopped.
那之后百姓就可以顺利的过约旦河。
And the water parted so that the people could successfully cross.
所以约旦成为约柜成为这个神带领他们的一个很重要的圣殿里面会幕里的物品。
And so the Ark of Covenant is something that is very important, part of the tabernacle that they had to bring with them.
那当时候神在旷野的时代对以色列百姓吩咐了许多律法，特别有规定这个约柜要怎么被处置。
And during that time, God gave specific instructions about how to build up the Ark of Covenant.
当会幕要搬动的时候，这个约柜要被覆盖着。
When it is time to move the Ark of Covenant, it must be covered.
只有亚伦的子孙就是亚伦跟他的儿子们可以做这个动作。
Only Aaron and his descendants could do this action.
然后之后，哥辖的子孙利未人他们负责来抬约柜。
And then the Kohites were able to carry the Ark.
他们不可以摸约柜，他们不可以看。
And they were not able to touch or to look.In the ark.
圣经说，免得他们死亡。
Lest they die.
所以一定要等都祭司准备好了之后，他们进来就负责用肩头把它扛起来，抬到神所指定的下一个地方去。
So they have to wait until everything is prepared, and then they can use rods to carry the ark.
所以这个神对这个约柜有很详细的指示，应该怎么样来搬迁，怎么样来处理。神的约柜。
And so God had very clear instructions on how to move and to deal with the ark.
但是我们在撒母耳记上的时候，我们就读到神的约柜从示罗地被抬到战场上去。
And but we read that in 1 Samuel that the Ark of Covenant was carried onto the battle at Shiloh.
那因为那时候的百姓认为说，如果约柜在的时候。就是有神同在的。
Because at the time the people thought that if the ark is with them, then God abides with them.
但是其实神的同在不是因为约柜在那里。
But actually, the abidance of God is not because the Ark of Covenant is there.
神是充满宇宙万物。
God fills the heavens and the earth.
神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
神没有住在固定一个地方的。
And He does not live in any specific place.
所以神要百姓做这个约柜，要让神的选民可以知道敬畏神。
And so the and so God wanted the people to know through the Ark of Covenant that they needed to fear God.
他们能够顺服神的指示。
And to obey His commands.
神说他要在约柜这个施恩宝座跟他们相会，指示他们当行的路，他们应该要有的命令。
And through the Ark of Covenant, God would direct them on the path and way in which they should walk.
所以其实是神借着这个约柜要让百姓懂得在他面前来要有一个敬畏的心。
And so through the Ark of Covenant, God was teaching the people how to have a heart of obedience.
也同时能够真的得到神的指示，来相信这位神是又真又活的，是跟他们同在的。
And for them to believe that this is a true and living God and that He abides with them.
那可是他们经过了世师的一段黑暗时期之后，百姓对神敬畏的心基本上已经非常的微弱了。
But after passing through a dark period of the judges, the people's faith was very weak.
所以撒母耳记上第四章。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 4.
当以色列人跟腓力斯人打仗打输的时候。
When the Israelites fought against the Philistines and they lost.
第三节。
In verse 3.
这个以色列长老就说，神今天为什么让我们败在腓力斯人面前呢？我们不如将神的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。
Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hands of our enemy.
第四节，于是百姓就打发人到示罗，从那里将坐在二基路伯上万军之神的约柜抬来了。
For so the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim.
那我们不知道他们当时是谁抬的，不过这里特别说以利的两个儿子何弗尼和菲尼哈与神的约柜同来，这两位是祭司。
We do not know who was carrying the ark at the time, but we know that Hophni and Phinehas were the two priests at the time.
如果照律法的规定，是要由哥辖人来抬的。
And if it was according to the law, then it should be the Kohathites to carry it.
那等到约柜到了之后呢，哇，第五节就说以色列众人就大声欢呼，地变震动。
And when the Ark of Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook.
表示说当时的百姓真的非常的高兴，说神的约柜到他们当中，他们一定可以打胜的。
That means that the Israelites were so happy at that moment that the Ark had arrived that they felt they must be victorious now.
可是腓力士人呢，他听到以色列人的欢呼声，他们反而非常的自觉说，他们如果没有奋勇打仗，这下子他们稳死的。
But instead, the Philistines, when they heard that great sound, it made them think that they needed to fight even harder, or else they would die.
那所以结果这次腓力斯人把以色列人打败的比上次更彻底了。
And so this time, the Philistines defeated the Israelites even more thoroughly.
上次只有被杀了4000人，这次杀了30000人。
Before they only killed 4,000, and this time 30,000 died.
然后第四章十一节说，神的约柜就被掳去了，以利的两个儿子也被杀了。
And verse 11 says the ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
这是从这个时候开始，约柜就当他从被从示罗被抬出来的时候，就没有再回到示罗去，因为被掳出去了。
And after this time, when the ark of God was carried out of Shiloh, it did not return again to Shiloh.
结果约柜是被搬去放在腓力斯人的偶像庙大滚的庙里面去了。
And then the Ark of Covenant was placed in the temple of the Philistine god Dagon.
所以那个在第五章我们就看到约柜被放到大滚的庙去，第五章的第三节。
In chapter 5, verse 2, it says that the Ark of Covenant was placed in the house of Dagon.
当时候老祭司以利听到这个消息，真的是非常震惊。
And when Eli the priest heard this news, he was very astonished.
所以以利也因此而死了。
And so therefore Eli died in that moment.
这件事情对当时候的百姓来说是一个很大的创伤。
And for the Israelites, this was a very severe harm.
因为 神的约柜是神临在的所在，怎么会这样子出乎他们意料之外，竟然被掳走了？
Because the Ark of Covenant is a very important symbol of God's abidance with them, but how could it be carried away?
我们看诗篇七十八篇。
Let us look at Psalm chapter 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm chapter 78.
七十八篇第六十节。
Chapter 78, verse 60.
七十八篇六十节说，甚至他离弃示罗的帐幕，就是他在人间所搭的帐篷。
60, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he had placed among men.
六十一节。
61.
又将他的约柜交与人掳去，将他的荣耀交在敌人手中。
And delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand.
约柜在那里有神的荣耀。在约柜那里有神的荣耀。
Where the ark is the glory of God.
现在约柜被掳走了。
And now the ark has been carried away.
就好像神亲手把他的荣耀交在敌人的手上。
It is like God has placed His glory personally into the hands of the enemy.
是神让约柜被掳走的。
It is God who allowed the ark of God to be taken away.
这是为什么以利的媳妇她后来生一个儿子的时候，给他取名叫做以加伯。
And this is why Eli's daughter-in-law, when she gave birth, she named the child Ichabod.
说因为荣耀离开以色列的。
Meaning that the glory of God has departed from Israel.
因为神的约柜被掳去了。
Because the ark of God has been captured.
那所以约柜就这样子流落到外邦人的土地上。
And it was in this way that the ark of covenant was carried into Gentile land.
在腓力斯人的手中，你看神亲自显出他的权柄。让非利士人知道，他们对神是不可以这样子的。
And among the Philistines, God personally taught them that they could not treat the Ark of Covenant this way.
要让他们了解，其实神他的同在呢，不是只是在这个约柜上而已。
To allow them to know that His abidance is not only at the location of the Ark.
神是眷顾他的百姓的。
But God is actually
活的神。
He is watching over his people, and he is a living God.
现在，这个神灵在这个箱子啊，被把它放在这个偶像的庙里面，跟偶像并排。
And now the Ark of Covenant has been placed in the same temple with idols.
因为这个约柜已经被膏属神至圣的。
Because the Ark of Covenant is has been anointed as holy.
所以神亲自出手，让腓力士人他们。决定要把约柜送回来。
And so God personally acted so that the Philistines would want to return the Ark of Covenant.
所以经过了七个月之后，约柜被送回来了。
So after 7 months, the Ark was returned.
我们看撒母耳记上的第六章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 6.
第六章的第十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
那牛直行大道往博士麦去，一面走一面叫，不偏左右。腓力士的首领跟在后面，直到博士麦的境界。
12. Then the cows headed straight for the road to Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh.
第十三节，博士们正在平原收割麦子，举目看见约柜就欢喜了。
13. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it.
那后来到了博士麦约书亚的田间这个牛站住以后在那里有一块大磐石，他们就把车劈了，把两只牛母牛献给神为燔祭的。
And then the cart came to the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh and stood there, and then they split the wood of the cart and they offered the cows there.
那显然博士麦这个城里面住的是一定有利未人在的。
And the city of Beth Shemesh is where the Levites live.
所以第十五节说，利未人将神的约柜和装金物的夹子都拿下来，放在大磐石上。当日博士麦人将燔祭和平安祭献给神。
And verse 15, the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the chest that was with it, in which were the articles of gold, and put them on the large stone.
我们看到博士麦人，他们看到约柜回来的时候，他们欢声雷动。
And we see that the men of Beth Shemesh, that when they saw the ark return, they were very joyful.
这件事情，连腓力士的首领都看得目瞪口呆的。
And these things, the lords of the Philistines were also very shocked to see.
因为他们发现这件事情出于神。
because they knew that this was of God.
按照人间的理论，那两只母牛刚生完小牛是不可能这样子这么听话的直走到啊这个走到了博士麦这个境界去的。
Because they knew that if it was a cat, there was two mothers who had just given birth, they would not be so obedient to continue walking all the way to Beth Shemesh.
所以他们很肯定的，他们在之前所遭遇的灾殃是神的手击打他们。
And so they knew that the plagues that had come upon them were the punishment of God.
所以他们现在把约柜送回来，这个以色列的境界是对的。
And so they knew that it was right to return the Ark of Covenant to the Israelites.
圣经说，非利士人首领把约柜送回来之后，他们就走了。
And then the Bible says that after the lords returned, the lords of the Philistines returned it, then they returned back home.
好了，现在摩西麦人他们看到约柜回来，他们这么欢喜。
And now the people of Beth Shemesh are rejoicing to see the Ark of Covenant.
在这里显然有利未人在的。
And this is a place where there are Levites.
他们已经在律法里面就被教导应该要怎么样来对待约柜的。
And they have been taught by the law how they should deal with the Ark of Covenant.
可是第十九节说
，But verse 19 says,
神因博士麦人擅观他的约柜，就击杀了他们七十人。那时候有五万人在那里。百姓因为神大大击杀他们，就哀哭了。
And he struck the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck 50,070 men of the people.
那第二十节
，verse 20。
那博士麦人就说了：“谁能够在神这圣洁的，在主这圣洁的神面前吃力呢？这约柜可以从我们这里送到谁那里去呢
？”And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall it go up from us?"
我们从这一段呢、哦，去看一看啊，这个博士麦人他们敬拜神的心。
And from this section, we can see the heart of reverence that the men of Beth Shemesh have.
他们本来是可以得神的祝福的。
They originally could receive the blessings of God.
因为他们就在这个非利士跟以色列的边境上的。
Because they are on the borders of the Israelites and the Philistines.
约柜被掳走，每个以色列百姓都很伤心。
And when the Ark of Covenant was captured, all of the Israelites were very sorrowful.
他们要献祭是要到约柜那边，要会幕的所在，就是约柜的所在的地方去献祭的。
And whenever they want to offer sacrifice, they need to go to the place where the Ark of Covenant is.
好了，现在他们到示罗地就没有约柜了。
But now it has when they go to Shiloh, the Ark of Covenant is there.
他们不知道怎样求问神了。
And they do not know how to inquire of God.
现在好不容易。你看，神自己把约柜送回来。
And now it is through God a miracle.
送到他们这个地方来。
That God has returned the ark.
他们没有去要求，没有说去登广告，然后去竞争说要送我们这里来，没有，是神非利士人自己把这个约柜送回来的。
They did not ask of it, or they did not post any advertisements, but actually the Philistines returned it on their own.
看到约柜回来，他们很高兴啊。
And so when they saw the ark return, they were very joyful.
可是接下来。他们因为擅观约柜，哎，结果这个时候反而死了七十个。
But yet at the time, this is when 70 people die.
那当时候当众人很震惊。
And at the time, the people were astonished.
本来很高兴的，现在变得哎，哇，怎么会这样子
？But first they were very joyful, but now they are in shock and how this happened.
他们当时候在那边收割麦子，是收成的季节，是很欢喜快乐的时候。
Originally, they were in a very joyful time period because it was a time of harvest.
现在从欢喜到哀哭了。
And now they have gone from joy to sorrow.
本来他们看到约柜的时候，他们是可以得福的。
Originally, when they saw the Ark of Covenant coming, they could receive blessing.
但是却因为这样而死了七十个。
But actually, through this, 70 of them died.
只因为他们做了一件事情。
Because they did one thing.
因为他们擅观神的约柜。
Because they looked into the ark of the Lord.
他们违反律法里面所记载的，不可以去随便看，不可以随便去摸约柜。
It's because they disobeyed what the law has stated that they could not touch or look within the ark of the covenant.
为什么神要在律法上规定这么严格
？And why was God so strict in his laws？
这个律法的规定在民数记第四章里面就有写的。
And this law is recorded in Numbers chapter 4。
哦，这是在说明哥辖人要怎么抬约柜的时候，特别说明。
And here it especially mentions how when the Kohathites are carrying the ark, how they are supposed to carry it。
你看。约柜只是木头做的箱子，上面包金子而已啊。
Because the Ark of Covenant is only created by wood and covered with gold.
它并不是神 不是这个不是代表神啊。
It does not represent God himself.
它看起来外观看也没有什么 特殊的，是没什么了不起。
If you just look at it on the outside, it doesn't really look very special.
但是因为这个是神指定，所以是神临在 的所在。
But it is the place where God has determined that his abidance will be.
神要人尊敬他。
And God wants man to obey him.
所以神就定了这么样的规矩，要人来遵守。
And so he set these laws so that people could obey them.
所以当时候你看不是麦人，他们是立位人，可是他们对约柜却没有这种敬畏的心。
And so the men of Beth Shemesh, they were Levites, but they didn't have the heart of reverence to, toward the Ark of Covenant.
他们上观神的约柜，所以这个就是被神击杀的原因。
And they looked in the Ark of Covenant, and this is the reason why they were struck.
这件事情其实是律法民数，我们来看一下好了。
And this
民数记第四章。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 4.
民数记第四章。
Numbers chapter 4.
第从第四节开始呢
，Starting from verse four，
我们就看到这个就是当时候他们给他们的规矩的哈，他们要抬的工作。
These are the instructions of the work that they should do。
我们看第十九节。
Let us look at verse 19。
他们埃及制圣物的时候，亚伦和他儿子要进去派他们个人所当办的、所当抬的，这样子带他们，好使他们活着，不至于死亡。
But do this in regard to them that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint each of them to his service and his task.
第三二十节说，只是他们连片时都不可以进去观看圣所，免得他们死亡。
20. But they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die.
第十五节特别有说到，他们进去的时候，只能抬，不可以摸，不可以摸圣物，免得他们死亡。
Verse 15 specially says that when, they can only carry the ark, but they cannot touch anything.
他们都只能够照那个祭司所吩咐的事情做事。
And they can only do the things that the priests instruct them to do.
那表示当时候的这些博士麦人呢，他们对神的这个吩咐，他们觉得约柜都已经被掳走了，现在送回来。看一下会怎样吗？
And so now the men of Beth Shemesh, they think that the Ark of Covenant had already been captured. Now it's returned. What's the big deal of taking a look?
这就是有时候人的心态。
And this is sometimes the heart of man.
神这个约柜都已经被掳出去了。
The Ark had already been captured.
现在再送回来，送到我们这里来。
And now it has been returned.
都已经是放在车子上了，都已经跟以前不一样了。
And now it is on a cart. It is different than it was before.
把它看一下。
So let's take a look.
但是哪里知道神却千万不得的。
But then how would they know that God would judge them?
所以当下他们死了七十个。
And so on the spot 70 died.
一群人都在看。
That means that a whole group of them were.
那一些擅自观看的都被击杀了。
And all of those who looked in the ark were killed.
让他们吓坏了。
And so that they were fearful.
他们当时候。第撒母耳记上的六章第二十节说：“谁能够在这圣洁的神面前势力呢
？”And so this is why, they in verse 20 in 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 20 it says, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord?"
他们不敢把约柜放在他们那里的。
They did not dare to put the Ark of Covenant there.
那谁能够在神的约柜前面势力呢？是谁呢
？And who is able to stand before the Ark of God?
看诗篇二十四篇。
Let us look at Psalm chapter 24.
诗篇二十四篇。
Psalm chapter 24.
二十四篇，请看第三节。
Chapter 24, verse 3.
谁能登神的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄，起誓不怀诡诈的人。
Verse 3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? For he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully.
我们就看到这里特别这大卫的诗啊。
And so we see in this Psalm of David.
这篇诗的背景应该是跟大卫迎约柜进这个西安有关系的。
This Psalm should be related to when the Ark was brought back onto Mount Zion, to Zion.
所以谁能够在神面前势立
？So who can stand in His holy place?
就是要那个圣洁的。
The one who is holy.
心里面真的是干净。
That their heart is truly pure.
他是。很诚实的遵守神命令的人。
And they are very honestly kept the laws of God.
第五节说，他必蒙神赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。
5. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
第六节，这是寻求神的族类，是寻求里面的雅各。
6. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face.
所以 当时候的博士麦人，他们本来可以蒙福。
And so the men of Beth Shemesh should have been able to receive blessing.
他们当时候如果能够真的去记住神的要求
，If at that time they had remembered the requirements of God，
不要用他们自己的想法说去看一下约柜应该不会怎样
，And not to use their own thinking to think, if I take a look, nothing will happen，
就不会出现这些悲剧了。
And then this tragedy would not have happened。
啊，所以神的作为很直接。
And so the work of God is very direct。
我们可以看到，凡是对约柜不敬的，基本上都受亏损，甚至死亡。
And we see that all the people who do not show respect to the ark of God, they will suffer loss or they will be punished.
我们在查考约柜的这个历史的时候，我们会看到的。
And this is something that we learn when we study the history of the ark.
所以我们今天在神面前要存一个敬畏的心。真的蒙福人就是懂得敬畏神的。
And so a person who is blessed today is a person who really knows to fear God.
那个家庭懂得敬畏神的。
And the family knows to fear God.
博士麦的人，他们本来是整城人都可以蒙福的。
Originally, the whole city of Beth Shemesh could have been blessed.
可是他们现在不敢了。
But now they do not dare.
因为他们没有去想说，既然他们知道神是圣洁的神，那我们应该在神面前成为圣洁啊。
And they did not think that because it is a holy God, before God we must be holy.
他是反而觉得说，那就要让更圣洁的人来接待这个约柜吧。
They thought, let us allow even holier people to come to receive the ark.
所以我们现在在看这段历史的时候
，So when we look at this this portion of history,
是圣经给我们一个提醒。
The Bible is reminding us.
今天我们来教会聚会。
Today, when we come to service,
我们到教会来也没看到什么东西。
We do not see much when we come to church.
就看到一个讲台。
We see a pulpit.
我们今天教会里面真的没有任何的所谓有神临在的象征物，连教会里面连十字架也没有啊。
We do not have any images, and we do not even have a cross.
所以那个小偷也会进来啊。
And even
他进来的时候，他也不害怕、啊。
And even when the robbers come to the chapel, they do not feel afraid.
因为就是一个房子而已，一个讲台。
Because it is just like a house.
他还可以到讲台来找找看有没有什么东西。
And they can search at the pulpit to see if there's anything they can take.
但是我们来到教会的时候，我们知道神在这里。
But when we come to church, we know that God is here.
不是因为这里有什么特殊
？Not because there is anything special here.
而是来在这里，我们知道是在敬拜神，这里是神临在的地方。
But because this is the place where we worship God, and this is where His Spirit.
当我们奉神的名聚会的时候
，And when we begin the service in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
神就在我们当中。
Then God is among us.
所以我们敬畏神的时候，我们来到教会就不敢随便。
So if we do that, if we fear God, then when we come to church, we will not casually do wrong.
虽然神看不见。虽然神没有看见呢
，Even though God does not see，
但是我们懂得敬畏他的人知道他无处不在。
Even though God does see， we know those of us who fear God know that He is everywhere。
所以你看，这个后来所罗门呢、啊，他就提醒我们。
And Solomon reminded us afterwards。
我们看《传道书》第五章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter five。
《传道书》第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter five。
第五章的第一节。
Verse chapter five, verse one。
五章第一节说：“你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为进前来听胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。”
Chapter 5, verse 1: Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
我们真的如果能够存着敬畏神的心来到教会的时候，我们来到这里、哦、我们会来听神的话，照他的话而行。
If we truly have a heart that fears God, when we come to church, then we will do as His words say.
那我们的敬拜得福气了。
And then our worship will be blessed.
我们就不至于成为恶人了。
And then we will not be an evil doer.
当然就不会成为愚昧人了。
And then we will not be a fool.
哦，所以今天我们来参加聚会，其实都是要抱一个这样子来敬畏神的心。来听从神的话而来的。
So today, when we come to service, then we must carry this attitude in us to worship God.
今天有些人到教会来，但是他一直教会一直聚会，但是他可能在信仰上没有什么长进。
And even though some people they always attend services in their faith, they may not be growing.
因为有人来到教会不是为了敬拜神，有人是来找朋友聊天的。
Because some people come to church not to worship God, but to socialize with their
friends. 有人来这里是可能是要谈事情的。
Or they have things that they must discuss with other people.
所以其实并不是来这里真正来敬拜神。
So they are not truly coming to worship God.
所以当然在神面前就得不到祝福。
And so they cannot receive blessing before God.
所以我们看博士麦人，他们对神的态度。
So the men of Beth Shemesh, we see that their attitude.
他们对他们自己的行为所遭受到神的惩罚的反省的能力。
And their ability to self-reflect after their action received the punishment of God.
最后他们决定，看有谁要行把这个耶柜带走吧，我们不要了。
And then made them decide that they want to have the ark of God depart from them, and if somebody else could take it.
所以不是卖人，你看我们就看到，我们会不是这种人呢？
And so this causes us to reflect, are we like these men of Beth Shemesh?
所以我们在神面前要得福。
For us to receive blessing before God.
真的是要先有一个敬畏神，愿意照神的吩咐来行。
We must have a heart that is willing to fear God and to do according to his words.
好，耶柜继续接下去，多圣人不要，那就看谁要咯，看回来撒母耳记上第六章的第二十一节。
And let us return to 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 21, because now they do not want the ark, they want to see who wants to take it.
21节说，打发人去见基列耶林的居民，说，非利士人将神的约柜送回来了，你们下来将约柜接到你们那里去吧。
21, so they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord, come down and take it up with you.
七章第一节，基列耶人就下来了，将约柜的将神的约柜接上去，放在山上亚比拿达的家中，分派他的儿子以利亚撒看守神的约柜。
7 verse 1, then the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill and consecrated Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord.
第二节。
2.
约柜在基利耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。
So it was that the ark remained in Kirjath-Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
第二节的这个中文把它翻译说以色列全家倾向神。如果读英文就很清楚的是，以色列百姓他们这个时候都向神哀哭。
In English, it is very clear that the house of Israel they lamented and cried out to God.
现在约柜被送到基列耶林这个地方来。
And now the ark has been sent to Kirjath-Jearim.
特别被放在亚比拿达的家里。
And it is specifically in the house of Abinadab.
那这个亚比拿达还特别分派他的儿子以利亚撒来看守约柜。
And Abinadab consecrated his son specially to keep watch over the ark.
所以他们是被洁净的，特别是按照这个律法的要求，应该要怎么样来服侍约柜，照律法行，把它分别出来，指定就是看守约柜的人。
And they were specially consecrated according to the law and in their methods and ways of watching over the ark.
我们看到亚比拿达他这一家人对这个约柜很用心的。
We see that the family in Kirjath-Jearim they were very diligent toward the ark.
当人都没有，当不是蛮不要的时候。这个基利耶人来，他们把它接上去了。
When the men of Beth Shemesh did not want it anymore, then they took it over.
所以这里特别提到这个人哈，应该是利未人。
And here it mentions that the Abinadab should have been a Levite.
因为亚比拿达哈，他这个名字的意思就是我父是尊贵的。
Because the meaning of Abinadab is my father is honorable.
所以应该看起来是跟利未族有关系。
And so this should have some relation with the tribe of Levi.
那他也知道要怎么样按照神的律法来对待约柜的。
And he knows how to in what manner you should serve before the ark.
然后他在这个约柜就在他家待了二十年。
And the ark remained for 20 years there.
在这个时候，我们就没有看到说，这个亚比拿达的家有什么特别的发生什么事情？都很平安呢。
And during this time period, nothing much happens to the house of Abinadab. It was in peace.
也就是说，至少亚比拿达他们按照神的方法来对待约柜的时候。
And because when the house of Abinadab used the method of God to care for the ark.
那这个时候的这个百姓呢，他们也就觉得约柜没有，好像也就习惯了。
And then the people became used to not having the ark during this period of time.
那这二十年当中，你看是扫罗王做王的时候。
And during these 20 years is when Saul was the king.
一直到了大卫后来当王了。
Until finally David became the king.
等到大卫当王的时候，他才想到要把约柜 把他从基列耶利的家里面把他带出来，从亚比拿达家里带出来。
And it is only when David became king that he thought to bring the Ark of Covenant out of Abinadab's home in Kirjath-Jearim.
那我们看到这个家庭其实他也是知道神的律法的。
And we see that this family knows the law of God.
那这二十年当中，看起来这个以利亚撒呢，后来应该因为我们从历代志下从撒母耳记下大卫要迎耶柜的事迹看来，后来有两个儿子这两个儿子后来是跟着耶柜出来的。
And then we see that the two of the sons of Eliezer followed the ark later on when David brought it into Jerusalem.
我们如果先看一下撒母耳记下的第六章。
Let us first look at 1 Samuel chapter 6.
亚比拿达的两个儿子第六章的第三节。
In chapter 6, verse 3.
这里提到乌撒和亚西约。
Second Samuel.
第六章第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3. Uzzah and the sons and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab.
所以你看，一开始的时候只有以利亚撒这个人在看守。
Originally, there was only Eliezer who was watching after the ark.
那现在亚比拿达这两个儿子，他现在要来赶这个牛车把约柜要照大卫的方式运回耶路撒冷去。
But now there are two sons of Abinadab who will use the way of the Lord to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
那我们就看到，其实这个亚比拿达他这个家，后来更多人在照顾这个约柜。
And then from the house of Abinadab, we see that then even more people started to care for the ark.
圣经没有特别记载这个家庭到底有什么特殊的福气。
The Bible does not specially mention what were the special blessings that the family received.
但是当我们看到这个约柜从他们家被抬出来的时候
，But when we see that the Ark of Covenant was carried out from their home.
当时候大卫是准备牛车要来运。
At that time, David had prepared a new cart to bring the ark in.
那这两个儿子呢，就把这个他们特别说六章的三节说他们是赶这个车子的。
And it says that Uzzah and Ahio they were driving the new cart.
好，第四节。
Verse four.
他们将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达家里抬出来的时候，亚西约在约柜前行走。
And then when they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill accompanying the ark of God, Ahio went before the ark.
他们是抬出来，但是他们就直接放车上了。
They carried it out, then they directly placed it on the cart.
那接下来就发生了这个牛走到了拿更的禾场，牛失前蹄，乌撒伸手去扶约柜，当场被神击杀，这个悲剧了。
And then the tragedy occurred in which the cart went to Nachon's threshing floor, and Uzzah placed his hand out of the ark and touched the ark of God.
当乌撒被神击杀的时候
，When Nachon was killed,
那这个时候
Uzzah was killed.
其实你看，连大卫都非常惧怕。
Even David was very afraid.
那更不用说这个亚比拿达他这个家人了。
And so do not even mention the family of Abinadab.
其实我们看这一段圣经，会看到当时候亚比拿达他们的这些家人犯了几个错误。
And from this passage, we can see that the household of Abinadab they committed several wrongs.
因为利未人他们知道约柜是要用抬的。
Because the Levites know that the ark needs to be carried.
可是当时候王的命令是说要放车上的。
But at the time, the king commanded that it should be placed on a cart.
所以基本上是王本身先没有遵守神的律法。
So it is first the king who did not obey the law of God.
利未人当然就是按照王的吩咐去做事。
And then the Levites, of course, do according to the command of the king.
所以他们被放在约柜被放在车上，也就这样就开始走了。
And then once the ark of God was placed on the cart, then it started moving forward.
可是当约柜看起来有可能会掉落的时候，乌撒就伸手去扶住约柜了。
But when it looked like the ark of God was about to fall, then Uzzah stuck out his hand to hold it.
他就被神击杀了。
And then he was struck down by God.
那这件事情，很多时候我们会觉得说，神为什么要这么严厉
？And sometimes we will think, why is God so severe?
因为约柜，他要掉下去，如果一掉下去，那不就事情更严重了吗
？Because if the ark of God were to fall, then wouldn't things be even worse?
但是神在意的是， 这个约柜是乌撒不可以去摸的。
But what God cared about was that Uzzah was not supposed to touch the ark.
其实约柜是神的。
Because the ark belongs to God.
牛虱前蹄只是有可能会掉下去，啊，约柜有可能掉下去的。
It is possible that the ark would fall.
就是说牛吓了一跳嘛。
Oh, because the oxen were startled.
那所以这个车子不稳，很有可能约柜会掉。
And so it is very possible that when the cart is not stable, that the ark would fall.
但其实当乌撒去扶的时候是扶不住的。
But once Uzzah reached out his hand, he was unable to hold it up.
我们如果注意看约柜的重量
，if we are careful to examine
它那个整个箱子
，the weight of the ark，
再加上它上面的金金的那个施恩座
，if you add together the box as well as the gold that is overlaying it，
事实上是非常重的
，it is actually very heavy。
它要四个人抬着
，it requires four people to lift it。
它要换的，要换人的。
And they have to take turns carrying it.
其实乌撒他要去扶，他扶不住。
And so Uzzah wanting to reach out, he wouldn't have been able to carry
the weight. 神其实有他自己的方法，可以把约柜挡住，不让掉下去的。
And God has his own way to not allow the ark to fall.
所以我们看出来的是说，乌撒他在这二十年当中啊，在他们的家里面，他们对神的这个命令。其实看起来也不会很在意的。
And so we see that in the 20 years that it was at the home of Abinadab, Uzzah did not pay attention to the word of God.
所以他对约柜的态度也许也不太正确了。
And so his attitude towards the ark was not very correct.
虽然他有一个很好的用意。
Even though he was very well intentioned.
可是他的做法却是神不允许的。
But the method that he used was not approved by God.
所以也许你看这个约柜在他家里那么久了
，and even the ark had been at his home for so long。
伯斯麦人是看一下就没命了的。
The Beth Shemesh, the men of Beth Shemesh, they took one look and they lost their lives.
现在约柜在他们家里，他天天看。
But now that the ark is at his home, he looks at it. He can look at it every day.
看久了就没有什么特别的。
And after you look at every day,
也就是这样子而已啊。
It's not very special. It's just this.
我们有时候看照片，看那个约柜的照片呢。
And sometimes we see photographs of the ark.
看起来很威严。
And it looks very.
因为那个基路伯哈这样子，相对的看。
Because the cherubim are facing each other.
但是你一直看它，觉得好像也就是这样啊。
But if you keep on looking at it for a long time,
也没有什么特殊的神奇能力，说会发生什么事情。
It is. We won't think that it is that special anymore. It's not like anything will just happen while you're looking at it.
所以有时候我们在服侍神的人，服侍久了以后，会对神的这个。威严呢，觉得没有什么大不了的事。
So sometimes when we are serving God for a long time, we will not respect the sovereignty of God and not think it is a big deal.
那就很容易去违反神所规定的事情。
And then it will be very easy for us to disobey the things God has commanded.
其实当如果约柜真的掉下去了，这是神的事情。
Because if the ark truly fell down, this would be God's matter.
神自己有他的方法可以保护约柜，不会让它掉下去的。
Because God has His own method to protect the ark so that it will not fall.
这件事情不用人去担心的。
This is not a matter that man needs to worry about.
但是当时候乌撒
，By the time Uzzah,
他觉得他没有去扶好像不行。
He thought it would not, he could not but to reach out his hand.
所以他其实是因为先失去对神的命令的这个尊敬。
And this is because he did not respect the command of God.
他失去了敬畏神的心之后，接下去他就可能用他自己的想法去要做什么事情。
And then after he lost his heart of reverence towards God, then he would have his own idea of how to do things.
那最后他就成为违反律法被神击杀的人。
And then in the end, he became someone who disobeyed the law and was killed by God.
所以我们看到本来。这个家庭亚比拿达家庭是可以蒙福的。
And so we see that the house of Abinadab could also have received blessing.
他至少让以色列百姓，他们不会再因着约柜的事情而发生意外了。
And they could have at least not allowed some accident to happen among the people of Israel.
但其实也是因为以色列百姓他们对约柜没有这个关心的这个心智，所以他们这二十年当中。其实他们是生活越来越困苦的。
But it is because the people of Israel they did not care about the Ark of Covenant during these 20 years. This is why their lives became more and more they had more suffering in their lives.
这二十年里面，他们后来懂得要向神哀哭了。
And then after these 20 years, they learned to cry out to God.
因为腓力斯人对他们的压迫越来越严重。
Because the oppression of the Philistines was becoming heavier and heavier.
当约柜他们不再关心他的时候，你看他们的生活越来越苦。
And when they do not care about the Ark of Covenant, then their lives become more and more bitter.
那亚比拿达的家。
And the house of,
他们现在把约柜放在家里。
Now that they have placed it in their home,
他们本来应该对神的约柜越来越敬畏才对。
They should have become more and more respectful toward the ark.
可是最后演变的结果是，乌撒竟然因为摸了约柜一下就死了。
But in the end, what resulted was that Uzzah reached out his hand and was struck down by God.
这件事情要告诉我们什么？
And what does this this event tell us?
今天我们在教会。信主久了，要特别注意。
And those of us who have believed for a long time, we need to be especially careful.
我们很可能信主很久，但是我们根本就不明白神的要求。
We may have believed God for a long time, but we may not understand what God's requirement is.
有时候甚至我们犯罪了，我们都不知道这是错误的，这神不喜欢的。
Sometimes we may have sinned, but we may not even know that God is displeased with this.
所以我们有时候从小信主人。要特别小心。
And so those who have believed in the Lord since they were young,
因为我们对神所给我们的恩典，我们习以为常。
Because we become used to the blessings that we are receiving from God.
我们对神的命令会把它忽略了，觉得这个也没有什么大不了。
And then we start to disregard the commands of God and think that they are not a big deal.
特别是越服侍神的人，他可能会对神越觉得好像也无所谓。
And those who serve God even more may think that it may not matter what how you act.
因为在教会里面日子一久，有时候我们会接触到，我们就会看到很多不同的人。
Because after you have been in church for a long time, then you deal with many different types.
我们觉得说这个人也那样子，那个人好像也没有什么大不了的事，没有什么，好像每个都差不多了。
You see a person of this type, and then another type of person. We think everyone is about the same.
神的那个命令要求，好像这个人没有守安息，这个人没有做什么，也都没有事啊。
And this God requires us to keep the Sabbath, but this person didn't keep it, and it seems like nothing has happened to him.
所以有时候我们参加聚会久了以后，
so after we have attended service for a long time,
我们慢慢的有时候会在让我们的信仰变表面化。
And sometimes our faith becomes only on the surface.
我们没有办法真的把道理行出来。
And we are not able to truly live out the truth.
甚至有时候我们犯错，我们还会振振有词说：“哇，我没有办法，这个神会原谅的。”
And even when we sin, we will think, "Oh, this is not something I could control. God will forgive me."
这个就是今天这个亚比拿达家所告诉我们的一些道理。
And so these are some of the teachings that we can learn from the home of Abinadab.
我们要怎么样去得到神的祝福？
How can we receive the blessings of God?
其实是看我们对待神的命令、神的要求有多谨慎。
It depends on how respectful we are of the commands of God.
我们如果因为越认识神，我们会越敬畏神，这个信仰就是成长的。
Because if we the more we know God and the more we fear Him, then this is a faith that is growing.
今天亚比拿达的家庭没有特别说哈。他们得到神什么样的特别祝福？
The household of Abinadab did not receive any special blessing.
这个对照我们接下去要看的就一个很大的落差。
And this is in contrast, a great contrast to what follows this.
因为接下去大卫要把这个约柜带出来的时候，运出来的时候。
Because when David wanted to carry the ark back.
大卫一样犯了跟亚比拿达家同样的错误。
David committed the same wrong as the household of Abinadab.
他并没有去遵守神的要求。
He did not keep the instruction of God.
他用他自己人间的想法要这样子来越柜。
And he used his human method to transport the ark.
结果大卫也害怕，大卫他也忧愁了。
And then David also became afraid, and he also had sorrow.
然后最后呢，这个越柜是送到俄贝以东的家去。
Then the ark was.Was sent to the home of Obed-Edom.
但到俄贝以东去的大家去的时候，他的家所领受的祝福就完全不同。
But when the ark went to the house of Obed-Edom, then the blessings that Obed-Edom received was completely different.
所以，让我们看到我们对神的话语要非常的谨慎。
So this allows us to see that we need to be very careful about keeping the word of God.
因为有时候我们信主越久，我们会觉得说，好像我们跟神很亲近。
Because the longer we believe, sometimes we think that we are very close to God.
但其实有时候不是这样子。
But sometimes it is not so.
是只是我们对神的命令麻木了。
We have just become numb to the laws of God.
我们对神的要求，觉得好像没有遵守也不会怎样。
And we think that if we do not keep the requirements of God, then nothing will happen to us.
那最后那个敬拜神的心就会遗失了。
And then the heart of worshiping God will disappear.
你看，当时候最开始在创世纪里面记载， 亚伯跟该隐两个人的献祭。
In the very beginning in Genesis, it records the offerings of Cain and Abel.
亚伯他的祭物蒙神悦纳。
The offering of Abel was accepted by God.
该隐的祭物神没有悦纳他。
But the offering of Cain was not accepted.
但不是该隐他不爱神。
It was not that Cain did not love God.
该隐他也知道，他说他首先提出来说要拿他弟弟出产要献给神的。
It was him that also thought to bring out the offering of the ground to give it to the Lord.
但是最后神拒绝了。
But in the end, God rejected it.
是因为什么？
Why?
是因为他行的不正。
Because his actions were not right upright.
他在神面前的心是不被悦纳的。
His heart was not approved of before God.
所以他的祭物神就不悦纳了。
And so therefore God did not approve of his offering.
所以他对神的态度，他在生活里面的表现，决定了他的祭物能不能被悦纳。
And so his attitude in his daily life determined whether or not God would accept his offering.
所以我们今天你看，如果看人类的第一代、第二代那时候，神也是常常跟他们来往。
And during the first and second generation of the man of mankind, God constantly interacted with them.
但是久了之后，你看他们都觉得好像无所谓了。
But after a period of time, then they started to feel that it was not a big deal.
对我们来说，我们真的要在神面前存一个敬畏谦卑的心。
And for ourselves, we really need to have a heart that is a reverent and a humble heart before God.
我们关心神的家是对的。
It is right for us to care for the matters of the
church. 但是我们一定要用一个敬畏神的心，让神喜悦。
But we must have a heart that is reverent in order for God to be pleased
by our work. 那这样子，我们的服事啊，我们的敬拜才能够真的让我们得福。
And then our servitude and our worship will be pleasing to God.
我们今天晚上先见证到这里。
And so we will conclude our message here.
我们剩余的部分呢，在下一次的聚会再来谈。
Next time we will continue on the second portion of this.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
398首。300